Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah. She meant well. So I see people on the text line. Some people saying they still got their Dare shirt from the 90s. I don't still have mine. I've gone through a couple of cleanups.
I don't think I ever got a shirt. I just got the song.
You did. You had all of that and you never had a shirt?
Yeah. I don't believe I ever got a shirt.
Oh, what the hell? Them cheap bastards, they didn't give you a shirt? Everybody had a shirt at the end of Dare.
Sounds like you were leading the program.
I had the black Dare shirt.
Yeah.
I think you can go up. You can go up to Spencer's and get one. Is that still a place?
Yep. I was in one a couple months ago.
The hell were you doing in a Spencer's?
We can talk about it off air.
Okay. Okay. All right. Whatever the hell that means. All right. Luke Morrow is in as Clint is out. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow. And hopefully you are with us tomorrow as well, as we will be our eighth stop on the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit will be at Big City Wings, Copperfield location, and come hang out with us for a good crawfish, good drinks, good conversation, and a chance to win prizes and our ultimate prize as well. But Luke has a take on Jeremy Pena. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. See how you feel about this take. So I'm going to give you the floor. This take on Jeremy Pena is a pretty interesting thought.
Yeah, it's more of a concern or a question. I wonder, with the great year he's having so far, career year on both sides, in the field statistically and certainly at the plate so far. We'll see if he keeps it going. But just curious, having seen things played out recently for the Astros and the way Pena's been playing this year, curious if he's pricing himself out of this market, if he's playing himself out of Houston by elevating his price tag too much with his play, that suddenly they won't become interested in giving him that long-term commitment. As we've seen, you know, with obviously Kyle Tucker, and they didn't want to go to a certain point with Bregman, and I'm curious if they'd want to go to that point with Jeremy Pena. A lot of shortstops are in the $25 to $35 million per year range. I don't know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Who that next player would be for the Astros that they'd be willing to commit that big long-term contract to, I don't know if it'd be Pena. Would you be willing to go to, I don't know, 5 years, $125 million to keep him around, something like that, maybe even more north of that? And that's just the question, and maybe I'm being like a prisoner of the moment, but I just feel like, Astros fans is kind of once bitten, twice shy, where this almost becomes the expectation now. That you feel like that small market team, they're like, he's playing too good. We're not going to be able to afford him at a certain point.
And that is a real serious thing to think of, because not only have they've always been a bit selective in their deals, right? Right? Like, this isn't the first one, right? Since I've been here, Springer bounced, Cole bounced, Correa bounced. Verlander bounced once. Now, they brought him back, but he bounced. Like, they're...
Miles Straw.
Miles, yeah, you're right. The fastest man in all of Houston ever, period. Houston history. Carl Lewis, stand down. But
they worked together in the offseason, right?
No, he doesn't work with Carl. He's over Carl. He works with Usain Bolt, I think. But, and then here recently with Bregman and Tucker... Hey, Charlie Morton, you could throw in there. There's some other guys that just decided to move on. And if it feels like they've even tightened up the rope on that, too. Like, they seem to be open to do Altuve and do some other guys, Bregman the first time. But even more, like, they didn't even consider Tucker. They're like, man, we'll trade. And there'd be times where they would ride it out and they would get nothing. Because they were trying to compete. They'll just compete until their contracts are up. But now they're trading them so they can get deals out of it. That is, now right now we'll have to wait to see if Jeremy Pena keeps this up. But if Jeremy Pena plays at this level right now, I don't think that Bobby Witt is probably playing better than him right now. And I think it's a real toss-up. Just at this moment right now, how well they're both playing. And you get to that, as you said, man, Trevor Story with the Red Sox is making a shade over 23. I think Jeremy's better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Swanson right now got a big deal with the Cubs, making 25, almost 25 and a half. I think he's better. Bogarts has slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like a lot of these guys are starting to rather. I mean, Carlos Correa got 33. Like, he's not playing. And let me tell you something. This ain't going to be a Jeremy Pena that I believe is going to go with the, hey, man, I'm going to do this like Yordan and give you a break and get paid early. I think he's more likely to be on the Kyle Tucker side of it and be like, hell, man, I'll wait it out. I'll wait this thing out. Like, I'll wait it out and just go to arbitration and wait it out till I get a big deal. But I think Luke and Tyler, this is an adjustment, and maybe it is early, but I like the conversation. This is an adjustment that Astros fans are going to have to make. If they don't get guys nailed down super early, like I'm talking while they got 3-4 years of arbitration left, and they play, as you said, play themselves to a certain level, yeah, you might have, you know, there might be some problems there if you're going to keep him, and he might go right into the long line of the, you know, Tucker and Bregman and Correa and Springer and all the guys that have left.
And it's also not helping. I saw this quote that Altuve told the media, I guess, this week, that he's surprised Pena isn't signing a long-term deal with the Astros already. So now you're already getting that Altuve pressure on you, like he tried with, you know, Bregman in the past and everything else. And
didn't work. I thought he was going to keep Bregman here. That didn't work.
No, but he's already putting it out there and talking about it. And I think the longer you wait, if you truly believe in the progression of Pena, and we'll see. You know, last year he put up great numbers the first 6 weeks of the season, and then as the summer came along, you know, he hit 240 the rest of the year from June on. We'll see if this season, if it follows a similar path, or if he's at this point now where this is just the new Jeremy Pena and he's taking that next step. But the longer you wait, the higher that price tag could become if you do believe in this progression and that Pena is only going to get better or play at this level now moving forward.
He's been this team's best player in the lineup.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's been their MVP right now.
He's been
him
that.
And Paredes.
Yes, and he has not made big money yet, and they've got 2 more years of arbitration. And the other part with Jeremy Pena is he's an older player too. So he's got one big hit. Like Jeremy Pena is 27. So like he's got one big, he's more in the Framber realm of things, and like we'll see, like if there is a line. We keep wondering what's the line? What is the line of what the Astros will do? Because we have yet to see them get somebody who is borderline young or somewhere in their prime and give them big money. Now they'll give Jose Abreu and Christian Walker 3-year $20 million deals, short-term deals to players that are 35 plus, but they haven't been as inclined to get a player and pay a player like this. So that's the part is what are they going to do? Like, where is the line? Is it Framber? I don't think they're going to break out what it's going to take to get Framber. Will Hunter Brown be the first one? Like, that's the other part too. Like, when you bring up Jeremy Pena, then you got to start looking at others. Like, is Hunter Brown going to pitch? Is he going to pitch himself? I mean, right now he is. Is he going to pitch himself up out of? Are the Astros prepared to give him $300 million?
I would say no.
And I'm just like, it doesn't seem like this is the way that they're going.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The way Hunter Brown is pitching, when he becomes eligible, this is going to be a big time. He's going to be if he keeps pitching like this, he is going to be in the conversation of highest paid pitcher in the game. If he keeps rolling like this.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think the Astros appear, at least right now, unless they change some things, I don't think the Astros right now appear to be prepared to do business like that. And that is one to really watch. Jeremy Pena maybe the first one up. Like I don't think they're keeping Framber.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.